Today, for our Bible study, let's turn in our Bible to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26, and let's read the first four verses of Isaiah 26. And I would encourage you to get your Bible, and let's read and study these verses together today. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth truth or truths may enter in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, or for in the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages. He is our foundation. Now clearly this is a song of thanksgiving the believer loves to sing. We love to sing and praise our God for all the great things that God has done for us and in us. Now, in these four verses today, I have four points. The first point in verse 1 is Christ our security. The Lord Jesus Christ is all our salvation, all our security and hope before God. Notice in this verse, this is Isaiah 26, verse 1, we have a strong city. We have a strong refuge, a strong hope. We have strong salvation in Christ. He's our security. Because salvation will God appoint for our refuge. Now, the safety the believer enjoys and a security the believer enjoys is not in his will or his work or his merit or his worth. It's not even in our faith, but rather God's salvation and provided and appointed, the salvation that God has provided and appointed for us. You see, again, we see this truth taught throughout the Scriptures that I've often reminded you of, that salvation is of the Lord. Listen to this Scripture over in the book of Ecclesiastes. And this is our hope. We have a strong city because we have a great God. We have a great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Ecclesiastes, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it that men should fear before him. We have a strong city. We have a great salvation because we have a great God. God has appointed this salvation. We read over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, that God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let me give you three reasons why we have a strong city, a strong salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is our security. And here's the three reasons. First reason is this, the purpose of God. The purpose of God. The cause of our salvation is the love of God, which is unchanging. He said, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The foundation of salvation is the very decree of God, which is unalterable. He said, I am the Lord, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob, you're not consumed. The source of salvation is the election of God's grace. Paul put it this way when he wrote to those in Thessalonica, we are bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. The grounds of salvation is the very covenant of grace, the everlasting and eternal covenant of grace. And David said that it's ordered in all things and is sure. You see, we have a strong and certain salvation in Christ. Now, none of God's elect, no believer can ever perish unless God's love fails. And we know, according to Scripture, in 1 Corinthians 13, we read that Christ never fails. Love never fails. None of God's elect can perish. No believer can perish unless God's purpose is changed. Now, you can't change the purpose of God. He said, I've spoken it. I've purposed it. I'll bring it to pass. I'll do it. From Isaiah 46. None of God's elect can perish unless His covenant or power can be defeated. No one can defeat the purpose and power of God, not at all. None can stay His hand or say unto Him, Lord God Almighty, what are You doing? So we have a strong and certain city, salvation in Christ because of the purpose of God. Secondly, because of the purchase of the Lord Jesus Christ. His purchase. He bought us. He bought us. He redeemed us, not with corruptible things, but with His own blood, the precious blood of Christ. He bought us, lock, stock, and barrel, soul, body, and spirit. He said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. God bought us with His own blood, Paul said in Acts 20. The blood of Jesus Christ, we read in Scripture, 1 John chapter 1, cleanses us from all sin. This is the purchase and redemption we have in Christ. His righteousness covers all our sin. He is our propitiation. He is our covering. He's our mercy seat. We read in Jeremiah that He is the Lord, our righteousness. We read in Isaiah 61 that He's clothed us with the garment of salvation, with the robe of righteousness. His blood cleanses, His righteousness covers, His mediation is our protection. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, and His power is our defense. He prayed this way in John 17, the Father had given me power over all flesh that I should give eternal life to as many as the Father had given Him. Now you see the reason we have a strong and certain salvation in Christ, the purpose of God, the purchase of the Son, redemption through the blood of Christ. None of God's elect can perish unless His blood can be made useless. We read in Scripture that He's obtained eternal redemption for us. None of God's elect can perish unless His righteousness is destroyed. He saved His people with an everlasting salvation. He said, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. His mediation, none of God's elect can perish unless His mediation, unless He someday is stopped from being our mediator. And we know that He ever lives to make intercession for us. And none of us who believe the gospel of God's grace can perish because His power is everlasting. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You see the reason we have a strong city, salvation will God appoint, because of the purpose of the Son, because of the purchase, the purpose of God, the purchase of the Lord Jesus Christ, and third, because of the power of God the Holy Spirit. Power of God the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God that quickens, convicts, and quickens with the word of life and seals us until the day of redemption. Our Lord said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. You hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. God who hath begun a good work in us will perform it and perfect it until the day the Lord Jesus takes us home to glory. You see why we rejoice and we sing this song? We have a strong city, a certain and sure salvation. God has appointed Christ to be our Savior, our Lord, our Master. Here's the second thought from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 2. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Now here's the second thought from verse 2. Christ is our entrance. Christ is our door. Now He described Himself that way in John chapter 10. You remember reading? He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Now, I know this, our sin in Adam all night, our sin had banished us from the presence of God. Our sin has separated us from God, we read in Isaiah 59. Our sin has banished us from the way to God. There's a way that seems right unto men, but the end of that way is death. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is the gate and door and entrance into eternal life. And this gate and door is Christ Himself. It was prophesied in the Scripture over in Psalm 24. Remember reading Psalm 24? Where it talks about the Lord who is strong and mighty, and it says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? He's the Lord of hosts. He's the King of glory. The Lord Jesus Christ entered in to glory, having accomplished our redemption, having finished salvation, and He is seated at the right hand of God, having accomplished our very justification before God. And this was prophesied all through the Old Testament. Secondly, it was demonstrated in the temple when Christ died. Remember when He yielded up the Spirit? What happened in the temple? That veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place was rent from top to bottom, signifying that the way into the presence of God was open and declared to be so through the death, blood, and righteousness of Christ. Christ alone is our entrance. And it's experienced in the heart and life of the believer when the gospel is revealed. We are made righteous in Him. This is the righteous nation that we read about here. We have no righteousness of our own. The righteousness we enjoy has been imputed to us because of Christ. He is our righteousness. And we, because of a work of grace and in the heart, we do keep and receive the truth of God. This word that we have read, we receive it not as a word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually works in us. And we do enter into His rest. Christ is our Sabbath. We don't need to keep a Sabbath day. Christ is our rest. Christ is our Sabbath. And we rest in Him. We have entrance and reconciliation in Him. Now here's a third thought from Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him, that person, the believer, the sinner who believes Christ, in perfect peace, whose mind, thought, heart, affection is stayed, fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And we trust in Him. Now, Christ is our peace. He's our peace. How was peace made between a holy God and a guilty sinner? I know I can't make peace. I can't satisfy the holiness of God and the justice of God. And you can't either. It's fruitless to try to do so. But I love to read the Scripture that says He is our peace. He made peace for us. No wonder He's called the Prince of Peace. How did He make peace? We read in Colossians chapter 1, He made peace with God for us through the blood of His cross. The only terms and ground of peace before God is the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. How is peace received? Well, we know how peace is made. Christ made peace for us with His blood. How is peace received? It's by faith, my friend, by faith. Being justified by Christ, we have peace with God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The just shall live by faith. We're not justified by our merit. We're not justified by the deeds of the law. We're justified in Christ, and this salvation, this peace is received by faith. And that gives God all the glory. How is peace enjoyed? I tell you how peace is enjoyed. Not by trusting ourselves. Peace is enjoyed by trusting Christ Jesus alone. Always, only, and completely. He is our peace. If you know this, if your mind and your heart has been stayed upon Christ and trusting Him only, you do have peace before God. But not only that, you have peace in your heart. Peace in your conscience. God no longer angry with those who trust Christ. Now here's the fourth thought in closing from Isaiah 26, verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now we've talked about Christ our security, Christ our entrance, and here we see Christ and Christ our peace, and here is Christ our foundation. He's everlasting strength. He's the rock of ages. He is both object and foundation of faith. Christ is all. Here are some excellent, goodly, scriptural advice that you can never go wrong with. Trust the Lord Jehovah forever. The Lord Jehovah is the Lord Jesus Christ. The wise man Solomon said this in Proverbs 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Trust him. The Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord Jehovah, self-existent, eternal, immutable God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. As our God, as our Savior, who purposed and purchased and performed and provided all things in our salvation, certainly we can say He is worthy of our trust. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah, in the Lord Jesus Christ is everlasting salvation.